Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden.
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone. It's Party Friday, but it's a chilly, cold one. That's for sure. Chuck Bonnewell, Julie Hayden, brought to you by
AmericaCitizenPress.com and Denver Cenogenics, Dr. Julie McCallum. Yep, truth straight up. This is as a Party Friday. So happy Party Friday to everybody. We will run as another, yet another edition of Chuck is Right Again. Although in this case, Julie was also right, because I was agreeing with you on this one. Yes, about fake Republicans. We have talked a lot on this show about the fact that the Democrats are pouring money into Republican races. And they're running, Chuck is more charitable than me. I call them just fake Republicans. They're really, they're Democrats who call themselves Republicans.
Well, they're never Trumpers who call themselves, they say they like Reagan. When somebody says, oh, yeah, I'm a Reagan fan, which means they're a never Trumper.
But it's even worse, though. We've got some new information today to share with you that's even worse than that. I mean, it is in these cases, actual people funded by the Democrat Party. And let's set the stage a little bit, because you look at what's going on in the economy. All of the polls show the Democrats, their ratings are plummeting, right? All the generic polls show, right? Yeah, I mean, that Biden would win, or not Biden would win, that Trump would even win, that a Republican would win, that Republican in various congressional races, Senate races, the generic polls show that Republicans would win, and by growing margins. So now, In a normal world, the Democrats would say, well, golly gee, people don't like our policies. Yeah, maybe we should change our policies.
Maybe you ought to moderate them.
No, that's not what they're doing at all. What they are actively doing, and we're going to play you some stuff. This is an actual strategy that we're seeing in some places. I submit Colorado, Arizona, in Georgia, where the actual Democrat strategy is not to change its policies to something that voters would vote for, but to basically front people who run as Republicans. So it makes sense, right? You've got a poll that just shows people support Republicans right now more than they do Democrats. Well, let's just take dress him in Republican clothes, right? And run him as a Republican. And then when he wins, basically he becomes a Democrat again. It's been, we've seen that here in Colorado. I mean, you talked about up in Weld County, where Catherine Murdoch, very much a liberal, put all kinds of money,
hundreds of thousands,
into races in the Republican primary, coordinating with Democrat strategists, right? And the Democrat strategists go out there and find essentially traitorous Republican consultants who want
moderate.
The money.
They're very moderate. They'll next get to traitorous ones. Right now, the ones in Weld County got lousy ratings from Liberty Scorecard, but they weren't total. They weren't Kevin Priolo's, but that's
who is also, though, a Republican, by the way, who now is being talked about as a possible candidate for CD8. Right. So again, let's just say that you're a Democrat and you're a Democrat strategist and you're a Democrat donor, and you know that people are liking Republicans more than Democrats. You've got a new congressional district in Colorado. Well, you could fight hard to get an unpopular Democrat elected with unpopular Democrat parties, or you could simply just back Kevin Priolo. He's a Republican, he's a Democrat anyway. Call him a Republican so people who aren't paying attention think, oh, okay, great, he's a Republican. This is why it's so important to pay attention. But I think the bigger thing is, this is not just, you know, me and Chuck kind of, because there are people there who will tell you, oh no, it's all about a candidate who can win. Mm-hmm. Anyone who tells you that, I'm telling you right now, I'm sorry, Peter Boyce, that person is a traitor. That person is someone who is trying to get an actual Democrat elected under the guise of being a Republican. Because Republicans can get elected. All the polls show that. The generic polls show the Republican would win. So someone who tells you that a Republican can't win, they're just trying to get you to vote for a fake Republican who was actually a Democrat. We're going to play, there was a study, and somebody did an excellent report on in Atlanta, in Georgia, which we all know was sort of like a ground zero for election issues. Let's just put it that way.
Well, one of the strange things here was going, well, why isn't the Secretary of State looking into election
fraud? A Republican.
Why isn't the person under him looking at it? He's a Republican. Why are these Republicans saying, oh, no, it's a great election. We can't look at it. It's a gold standard, just like Ken Buck said
right here
in Colorado.
Now, we were initially thinking that, well, maybe it's just because they had ties to Dominion, which, of course, could be very much true. But it goes deeper than that. There's a new study, a report actually out, and it talks about a company called Landmark Communications in Atlanta. Basically, Landmark Communications is the GOP go-to political consulting group for candidates in Georgia.
There are Democrats who want to be run as Republicans.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. So it's the Republican go-to consulting group, and what it's doing.
No, it's a consulting group where you go if you're a Democrat but want to be elected.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So they're faking you out is what they're doing. And they go through some things. Jordan, I don't know how to say his last name, but he was the Deputy Secretary of State in Georgia.
It's a woman, Jordan Fuchs.
Jordan, that's right, Jordan Fuchs. I'm sorry. She was the Deputy Secretary
of State.
She's
going to leak the Trump phone call saying he demanded the election be changed. Then she erased the phone call so it couldn't be checked. And then it was found to be
a complete lie. Well, Trump had it, right? Didn't Trump release
it?
Some released it and said it was a complete lie. So you ask yourself, but she ran. She's theoretically a Republican, right?
Yeah, look very nice.
Why would she be doing this?
Republican.
Well, guess what? She used to be the vice president of Landmark Communications, right? Again, this fake. It was a consultant group that fronts Democrat candidates and runs them as Republicans. So that explains why she was doing it. Then you look at Raffensperger, right? He was represented by
the Secretary of State.
It's the Secretary of State who said gold standard, wouldn't look into it, right? He was represented by Landmark in his campaign. Get this, 24% of his campaign money came from out of state.
From Democrats.
From Democrats.
Not just out of state, from Democrats out of state.
72% of the out-of-state donors gave to extreme liberal causes. They supported the Lincoln Project. They supported Biden. They supported Hillary Clinton. They supported Obama. So you got to ask yourself, if Landmark Consulting is an actual legitimate GOP consulting group.
They don't claim to be a consultant.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but I mean, this is your, why are the people who are donating to the candidates that it's repping, why are they all extreme progressive Democrats in other races, right? I mean, that's your first clue. So they're not even, but people voted for Raffensperger, I'm sure, assuming, well, the guy's a Republican,
sure.
Right? That's the ties to the explains the whole scenario there. And again, if I guarantee you, if it's going on in Georgia, it's going on in other places.
And you forgot about Gabe Sterling, who was assistant Secretary of State, was another one always calling Trump lying and that Georgia was perfect and everything else. You kind of go, why is that? Well, the Democrats went, they said, okay, in a place like Colorado, we've got an extreme partisan elected Secretary of State. But in Georgia, they say we have to have a Republican, so we'll get a fake Republican.
Right. And so a guy who I had never seen him before, but he was actually kind of good. He's a podcaster called the Lumberjack Logic. And he had some thoughts on this. He was reading this report that I'm talking about. You can find it actually if you're looking for it too at the Gateway Pundit. Granted, you're not going to find it on MSNBC. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find it on CNN. Frankly, you're not going to find it on Fox.
No.
Right. You're not going to find it in the Washington Examiner. Not going to find it in Phil Anschutz's Complete Colorado, Denver Gazette. But you can find it if you look. So, Thomas, if we could play the fake GOP number one, please.
We believe there has been a concerted effort among Democrat operatives to do just that, infiltrate the GOP and run progressives as Republicans who are lying about their beliefs and views on the issues.
I mean, that's exactly what's going on. It's not just that they have ties to Dominion. It's not just that they don't like Trump and that they're moderates. They are actual Democrats who are being represented by consultant groups whose whole scheme is to have fake Democrats run as Republicans.
Get enormous funding because there's no funding for Republicans.
No. And so, of course, you've got all, again, in Colorado, you've got consultants like Greg Brophy and people like that, Josh Penry, who are happy to take their money. They don't actually care. They don't say, well, but wait a minute here, Kevin Priola. I see that you have an F in the Liberty scorecard. I see that you've supported all
it
of these.
Have an F.
Well, all right, but you've supported. He didn't even get rated. No, he didn't.
No, he did.
I see that you've supported all of these progressive campaigns. Are you sure that you're actually a Republican? Well, no, they don't say that. They just say how much money you got. Perfect. I'll take it. Yeah. And then I'll run you as a Republican.
Well, there's a group out of Broomfield called Amber Consulting and LLC. It's a subsidiary of one out of England. And it sounds very similar to Landmark Consulting. Does political consulting. It represents nonprofits, which are overwhelmingly Democrat. And the chair of the Republican Party of Broomfield comes from Amber Consulting. Hmm. And anybody who's watched him work kind of goes, he's full of energy. He's everything else, but he's left, and he's very far left.
Exactly. And so, again, keep in mind, I mean, this is what this report talking about, this Landmark Communications out of Atlanta, is revealing, that this is not an accident. This is not just somebody who's fooling the consultants, that this is a specific actual Democrat strategy, that what was going on in Colorado with Catherine Murdoch, very progressive liberal, funding Republican primaries to get essentially a wimpy Republican elected who would then do what the Democrats wanted. That's not just like a one-off, right? That wasn't just a coincidence. This is a Democrat strategy. This is why they're not changing their policies. In any other normal year, if you had policies that were so unpopular in the United States that things had flipped from a year ago, right? Places where Biden won by like 20%, he's now behind Trump, really. Like, you know, I mean, it's totally flipped. You would think that the Democrats would change their strategy. But again, they're not changing their strategy. In turn, they're not changing their policies. What they're doing is they are expanding their strategy. And part of their strategy is to run people as Republicans who are not Republicans, but who are Democrats. If we could play the fake GOP number two, this is more with lumberjack logic.
Now, I have long theorized that Republican strategists and Republican these people guiding Republican candidates are the biggest idiots on the face of God's green earth. And I've got so many countless examples, but I won't get sidetracked by this. But maybe they weren't idiots at all. Maybe it's because this is what's really behind it. Unfortunately, Landmark has a history of helping Democrats get elected running as Republicans.
So that's what we think, right? We think, oh, they're traitors. We think, oh, they're idiots.
No, they're squishes.
They're squishes. No, they're Democrats, okay? And they're running as Republicans. Going
to
show you.
And so they've gone to the metropolitan counties around Denver and in Denver and got very progressive Republicans elected party chairs. Most of the time, party chairs, they don't get paid. It's a lot of work, and so there's not a lot of people reporting it. But those are the people that, you know, shot down the closed primaries. They're the ones that support Christy Burton Brown. They're the ones
support LEAP,
the socialist money pot for Democrats. And so the Republican Party today is filled with people who are really progressive left.
And
you can usually tell who they are because, one, they come out of high-tech industries or other ones. They used to be Democrats, but now they've come over to us. Isn't that nice? And they're incredibly energetic. They're young and energetic. The youngest and the most energetic one, because they're being supported by a huge network of Democrats.
That's right. And let's read some comments now. This is from Charlene. Fake Republicans, exactly. Democrats being groomed to act and look like Republicans. From Dr. Donna, as many know, I've been considering a run and watch what the party has done itself. Maybe a better idea to run in a different party and leave the baggage of the Republican Party. Yeah, become a Democrat, you know. This from Charlene. Sure, a lot of new Republican faces in Colorado claiming to be conservative, running against longtime established conservatives. And then Steve says, Democrats, these are Bolsheviks. That's true. Well, and again, so the point I want to make is we've been saying it for a while, and that there's something going on here, that the Democrat strategy is shifting, and they're not going to change a completely unpopular politics because it's like a religious cult to them, right? The donors, it's a religious cult to them. The donors are going to give these people money. But what they are doing is realizing they can't run as Democrats in a lot of places because people won't vote for them. So they run as Republicans, and they're corrupting. And maybe it sounds like this consulting group out of Atlanta was
created. Well, that's Amber.
That's
Amber here in Colorado. I mean,
right.
At least up in Broomfield.
Right.
Exact same, you know, type of consulting they do, which seems to be bipartisan, but it seems to be oriented toward people on the left. I mean, if you're consulting nonprofits who are overwhelmingly left, how to get corporate money, well, you better get along with Democrats.
Well, exactly. And so here's, I'm going to play you one more soundbite on this. This is a guy that was exposed by Project Veritas. So thank God for places like this. This is a young African-American guy who was running for Congress in Arizona as a Republican. His name is Alex Stovall. He was, you know, boy, they loved him down there. He's a young African-American guy, energetic, said all the right things, was invited to speak at meetings and rallies and stuff like that. Has since this Project Veritas thing been uninvited. But once again, you can see, why are they going after Project Veritas so much? It's all of this stuff. So Tom, so this is what Project Veritas did, is they talked to this Alex Stovall, who is theoretically a Republican candidate for Congress, who acknowledges he hates Republicans. Listen to what he has to say. If we could play the fake GOP number three, please.
Republican Party is disgusting to me. The stuff that they're doing should be criminal, and they should all be thrown in prison. They want to vote for me just so they can say that they elected the youngest Black Republican in American history.
Meet Alex Stovall, Arizona Republican candidate for U.S. Congress. An insider within his campaign brought us comments many of his voters and those in the Republican Party will find troubling.
Yes. The McCarthys, the Cawthorns, the whole audit bullcrap thing that they're doing, it's just another way for them to funnel money for the American people. Do you know how much money they've raised from this audit? Over $10 million.
I try and tell people the audit is paramount. Once the audit is done and truth will come to light, we can make those corrections and make sure it never happens again.
So what are your thoughts on the election then? Do you think that Trump won?
No. Do I think there was fraud? Yes.
Okay.
But not enough to overturn the election. Mm. But I'm not going to broadcast that everywhere.
We need guys that are going to, or girls, to implement policies and bills that are going to make America stronger. Continue what Trump started.
Like, it doesn't matter what your policies are, they just care about that?
Yep. That's everybody. You really think people care about policies? Now, what I say in my own campaign is different. Granted, I don't want to seem arrogant. That's why I listen to what my council tells me. That's why when they say, go get an endorsement from somebody, I say, all right, cool. More than likely, he'll endorse me, but I'm not going to publicly advertise it. No, I don't have respect for Candace Owens anymore. Will I take her donation and take her donors? Absolutely, but it goes no further than that.
Listen to the difference he said. I hate Republicans. They're disgusting. They should all be thrown in jail. The election is bull. The audit is bullcrap. Then he gets on TV. If you couldn't see it, if you're just listening, what that was a juxtaposition of what he was saying in private to the undercover camera, and then what he was saying in public. It's like, oh yeah, we need to do this. We need to do this. And then he says, I listen to my counsel. Who's his counsel? And Charlene, it goes back to what you commented.
Greg Brophy type.
Yeah, they are specifically being groomed. This guy, he hates Republicans. Right? How does he know what to say, what a Republican would say, right? So somebody is teaching him what a Republican would say. He gets on TV, he goes on campaign appearances, says it, right? And then off camera secretly says, oh yeah, I hate Republicans. So what do you think is going to happen? Is he going to stand up behind Lauren Boebert, right? Who do you think he's going to vote for? And how do you think he's going to vote if he were to get elected? And the thing is, again, this guy, he didn't think that up himself. Somebody was fronting him, somebody was funding him, and somebody was training him. And we as Republicans have to wake up and we have to pay attention. And I think, you know, people talk about dog whistle words. Well, I think there are some dog whistle words. It's when they say moderate. It's when they say you have to be electable. All of those things anymore, I'm submitting to you, are not moderate Republicans at all, but those are actual Democrats in, I think, probably a majority of cases posing as Republicans, whether they're running for office or, like you said, Chuck, trying to be in the
county chair.
Why do you think they want to get rid of caucuses? Why would any Republican county chair want to get rid of a Republican caucus?
Yeah.
Simple. So they don't have to answer to the voters. So they don't have to have their neighbors say, but Steve, mm-hmm. I live right next to you. You had a Biden sign in your yard up until last week.
Well, they can do whatever Phil Ench used to tell them with all his money, whatever Rick Enstrom tells them.
Right, exactly. Some more comments here on the phone with, Dr. Don is on the phone with Ron Hanks. Tell him we say hi. Mm-hmm. yes, according to Steve S., isn't Ron Hanks running for senator? He is. And then Steve says, I heard Greg Brophy at the Arapahoe County Republican breakfast. I was not impressed. Rhino, ask him if he will back Lauren Boebert, who we criticize. You know, here's the thing. I'll say this. In a way, I don't necessarily blame the consultants because they're just trying to make a living. And the living right now is coming from Democrat donors. Okay. So they're just going to do it. I would say it's on us, but it's on us also to know, though, that if you have somebody who's going to, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep beating up on Greg Brophy, but to somebody like that as to run their campaign, mm-hmm. that tells you something, right? If somebody's going to other people, you know, the Nevilles or some of the other groups that are out there and saying, hey, can you help me with my campaign? Well, that tells you something. And again,
something good in that case.
So we just have to be aware that this is a specific Democrat strategy that once again, maybe it's start Colorado sort of like the experiment zone.
Colorado
is the petri dish for Democrat policies. They saw it work here. And because I guarantee you next time Catherine Murdoch's going to be a little less obvious about it. You could actually go look and see that she was donated to these candidates.
She held it for two or three entities. You know, the Americans for Constitutional Values was the one that Murdoch's money eventually went down to after it went through a lot of other shell corporations. I think it's a practical matter. I've been thinking this for a long time. We've got to start a caucus called the Magna Caucus and really get some strong conservative, the Nevilles, the Dave Williams, the Van Winkles, the real ones that you can trust, not the other ones, the real ones. And we will endorse MAGA supporters, because otherwise, you know, and we will vet them, because the Republican Party will not vet them. And if we have somebody we don't know, we'll go, we don't know.
We don't know. Exactly.
And if we think they really will be, or maybe sometimes they'll fool us and be very good. But then after they do, then we'll turn on them as fast as we can.
and here's what's going to happen. Again, you know, the Democrats are going to fight that. And that's a perfect idea. And we'll start working on that right now. And all of you guys can help, too, because we all know people. Right. And so if we all say, hey, look, this person, like Ron Hanks, for instance, no question about where Ron Hanks is coming from. You look at some of these other candidates, and we're going to have Eric Adlin on the show Monday, by the way. But, you know, you were great when people say they asked some Senate candidates, you know, would you vote to get rid of Mitch McConnell? And they waffled. Okay. Well, if you're going to waffle on that, then okay, then you don't get the MAGA caucus endorsement.
Well, here's what I've been coming up with. Chuck's been thinking about it. We'll have a 4-star to 0-star and only two questions. The two questions would be, do you believe it's potential that Donald Trump was cheated out of the election? And the second one is, will you support Mitch McConnell for Senate Majority Leader if it's a senatorial candidate? If you waffle and don't say anything, you get a 0, because it means we can't trust you all. If you get the answer we don't like, which is, yeah, I'll vote for Mitch McConnell or something, I'll give you 1, because at least you've answered it. Yeah. You're honest. You're worth it. And if you give no, I'd never support him, which is what Ron Hanks, you get 2. And the same for the Trump one. If you say no, you just waffle and don't really say you really had or not, then you get a 0. If you say, no, I don't believe that at all, you get a 1. If you say, yeah, I think it's very much potentially got cheated out of the election, you get a 2. So you get 4 stars all together, you get 0. But you can tell candidates pretty quickly by that their answers there.
Well, and again, you're going to get people who are telling you the truth, which Greg Lopez was on, and I think he was absolutely right. And he did a great job, I think, on the Peter Boyle show when he honest. People ask me questions.
He wasn't great on Peter's show, but he didn't want to get in a fight. And Peter didn't want to get in a fight. And so they just kind of danced. They just danced around.
This is another one. Leo says, bingo, good questions, Chuck. He's got another one, too. Should people show up in person to vote? Yeah. There's that. I mean,
we'll all say yes to that one, because the other ones can get him in trouble. It's a good question, but you'll get you. The other one, if they say yes, no, Mitch McConnell should not be one, then they endanger their funding if they should get the party nomination. So you got to be, it's a very tough question. If you say, no, I don't believe there's any election fraud whatsoever, well, then you're going to get a lot of people who don't like it. And same with the other one, if you do say there was election fraud. So those two, at least, it's a tough one.
Well, that's the way, you know, and if people don't like the answer, well, then they don't need to vote for the person. If they do like the answer, don't. But what we have to do, though, is, again, we've been talking about this for a while, and now we're seeing more and more evidence that it's not just, you know, a coincidence, that it's not just happening once or twice, that this appears to be an actual Democrat strategy. I mean, they have meetings, these Democracy Alliance people in all of these groups, where they talk about this kind of stuff, right? And they figure out, okay, what are we going to do? And again, this Atlanta landmark communications, it's not a coincidence that the people who it's supposed to be the go-to political consulting group in Atlanta, right? It's not a coincidence that all of the people either came from them or were supported by them or were consulted. They were the consultants for, hated Trump. And I mean, Georgia's was a sort of a ground zero for the election. It was an important state, right? So what do? They concentrate their efforts there. And rather than, again, their policies are so, that kid was wrong when he says people don't care about policies. What do you think the polls are showing? People do care about policies. Here's the thing. The Democrats just don't care whether you like their policies or not. And if you don't like their policies, they're not going to change your policies. They're going to change the system somehow to make sure that they still get elected, right?
I remember telling Chrissy Burton Brown, you know, in a great deal of alarm, what he found out about all the money going into Republican candidates from Catherine Murdoch. He says, well, we can't control who gives to who. And so I said, well, you're going to end up with all left-wing candidates. And she says, well, we're here just to support Republicans, no matter who they are.
No matter if they're Democrats.
Well, then, you know, why
then what's the point? Yeah. What's the point? So we will do it. We will make the MAGA caucus. This is from Charlene. Perfect, Chuck. If they stutter over stolen elections, they get the buzzer. Steve says, ask them if they'll read the Constitution and Declaration of Independence before swearing an oath on a Bible, not a Quran, to support and defend the Constitution. And then from Charlene, the endorsement from the MAGA group will be sought after. It would be. And at least it would be. If not sought after, I think it would make a difference because somebody needs to, and I think we'll start taking on ourselves, somebody needs to start vetting these people.
Yes.
And again, you can look at, and it's not that hard to do. Well, they'll make it harder. But in Atlanta, again, with Brad Raffensperger, who was represented by Landmark, number one, now we know that Landmark is suspicious. If you just see Landmark, that's a buzzer. But when you look at 72% of the out-of-state money that came to him, which made up more than a fourth of his campaign donations, came from extreme donors who had also donated not to Donald Trump, but to extreme liberal causes.
Right.
Now, and Raffensperger took it and happily took it. And look what happened, you know, and I got to say, sometimes you got to wonder about Youngkin too. I mean,
no, I don't have any problem with Youngkin.
You don't? Okay.
No, because Youngkin did not do just the opposite. And he's indicated he will not. I mean, he is, if you wanted to have someone who is at least, you know, in a state that was plus 10 Democrat, he stood up. I mean, he has not just been a Liz Cheney or something else. I mean, he's not my kind of candidate, but he represents the other end of what I consider the acceptable stream. Larry Hogan is not on the acceptable stream, and neither are some of the Republicans who are running in Colorado. But let's go to Marilyn from Denver on line two.
Hey, thank you for calling in and joining the show. Hello, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Hey, happy party Friday.
Okay. Oh, same to you. I just wanted to throw in another fake Republican. I don't know if you guys have watched Dr. Oz's announcement about running in Pittsburgh. He's a fake Republican.
Yes.
Well, and again, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. I mean, you know, there was a time when I kind of liked Oprah, but let's just say somebody was made and, you know, created by Oprah, still hangs with Oprah. Okay, that's not a true conservative. Mm-hmm. I mean, that right there. Now, maybe you can look back and see his statements and stuff, but you're absolutely right. But you know why he's saying that? Because he knows Democrats can't get elected right now. So he's like, oh, no, I'm a Republican. You know, we just
exactly.
can't be fooled by that.
Well, Bloomberg said, hey, I'm a Republican, you know, and then he said, well, I'm no longer a Republican, but they're all over the place and they're all over Colorado, too. And another person we can get on, I think, on our mega board, and everybody will all be on the board. But
we'll all be on the board.
Tom Tancredo.
Yeah.
So we have
that'd be great.
Yeah. People said, okay, this is not a phony group pretending to be MAGA supporters, the real MAGA supporters.
And this is from Leo too. Why do Republicans have intellectual lightweights like Ron McDaniel and Reince Priebus, while the Democrats have people like Ted Trimpa? Exactly, Leo. We've just got people who are like, how much money do I get paid for this? Meanwhile, you've got Ted Trimpa, who I like as a person, but that's what he does all day, is he coordinates and meets with people to figure out, okay,
how to get him dark money.
How to get him dark money, how to get Democrats elected. And do you think that the people, the masterminds like Ted Trimpa, would have a problem calling some, I mean, he acknowledges it, right? He openly acknowledges, we know that there are certain precincts in Colorado, certain districts where certain city councils, we cannot get an actual Democrat elected. So what do? We run, we play in the primary to get somebody that we find acceptable. Well, I'm saying that it's gone even more than that. They're not just finding a Republican who they kind of get along with. They're finding a fake Democrat that they can put up as a Republican.
Let's see. This is from Stephen. I only listen to Boyles on podcast. He has someone like Greg Lopez, and then I can skip through. Boyles is always the smartest man in the room. Ask him, and I'll wait. He'll tell you. Well, he's a smart guy, but I don't think I was listening today on the podcast because I also listen on the podcast, and I enjoy Peter. But he had some Ari Armstrong, who is a columnist for the. For the complete Colorado and therefore Phil Hanschutz thing. And
right.
He's saying, you know, we've got to only have very moderate people who are reasonable and do whatever the Democrats say. And Peter was saying, yeah, you know, those crazy Wyoming people trying to kick Liz Cheney.
Wait, Peter hates Liz Cheney.
Not anymore.
Oh, my God. That could be another question. Would you vote to oust Liz Cheney? And if you're like Doug Lamborn and you won't answer that, you get the buzzer there, too.
Somebody said, you know, the crazy people in Wyoming, what do? They try to kick Liz Cheney of the party for telling the truth.
Telling the truth. No, they kind of kick her out for being a slime ball swamp creature. Well, so that's the thing. And here's the thing, because we're going to move on to another topic now, but it's all related because, the fake Republicans, the so-called moderate Republicans who are really nothing but Democrat puppets. Okay. I mean, they've got like it's a puppet with a little R on it, but underneath it says Democrat, Democrat, Democrat all over it. If you pull the mask off, they talk about moderates and electability. Again, those are dog whistle words. If you hear those words, those are litmus test words. You know that you're actually talking to a Democrat.
You know, they'll never call themselves moderate anymore.
Well, all right.
If they say I'm a Reagan supporter, that is a way of saying I don't like Trump.
Right.
And Peter says he loves Reagan. Well, he wouldn't have loved Reagan when Reagan was really running because he would have been considered a crazy.
And here's the thing. You could just find out, ask him.
But he's been gone for so long. Well, that you can say it and sound like you're quote-unquote
and you should just simply say, would you vote for Donald Trump, right? I mean, not like 99.9%, maybe not that much, but of the grassroots Republicans, the Republicans say they would vote for Donald Trump. Even a lot of independents and Democrats are now saying they would vote for Donald Trump. So for them to try to tell us that if you're a Trump supporter or supported Trump policies, you can't be elected, don't believe it. That's a psyop, right? They're trying to trick us there so they can run their fake people. And here's why. Because you want to talk about, you know, moderate and stuff like that. Let's take a look. I want to talk to you about this, too, about what's going on with the economy, because this is interesting because it's going to get worse before it gets better. And this, I submit, is why. I keep saying I submit. I feel like a lawyer. This is why the Democrats are freaking out.
I present this to you for your consideration.
Exactly. This is why the Biden administration has been meeting with media outlets, because the media outlets don't care whether it's true or not. We'll get to Jussie Smollett in a second. If the media outlets say high gas prices are good for the economy, mm-hmm. then you can believe it, because what's going on, and you look at, so inflation is 6.8%, prices are 6.8% higher this year than they were this time last year. The problem they have with that is not only that it's a lot higher, but there's no end in sight. It's just going to, as with transportation costs, with supply chain issues, all of that, there's no reason to think that inflation is going to slow down anytime soon. You combine that, and it's a great column in the Conservative Treehouse, which I had to read like three times, but you combine that with productivity dropping in the United States.
That's amazing that it dropped that fast, which is such an obscure.
Inflation rose higher than it's risen in decades. Productivity dropped farther and faster than it has done since 1960.
The reason why Germany is so much richer than Mexico is because the German workers are so much more productive, which is somewhat strange. You go, well, don't
We're productive.
But the system makes them unproductive. And so if the American productivity is dropping, it means our wealth is going to drop real
right.
quick.
Because the way, and this, he explained it, so I'm stealing this. I acknowledge I'm stealing this. The way Sundance and Conservative Trios explained it is, so productivity is sort of a combination of goods produced and the cost of producing those goods. And he explained it this way. So if you're making 10 loaves of bread, okay, and you're selling them for a set amount, the amount of money that you have to spend for the materials to make the bread and the labor to make the bread, right? You put that together and you come up with the price. Your productivity increases if all of a sudden people want to buy five more loaves because you now have a higher demand, like, you know, 50% higher demand, but your costs aren't going to go up that equivalent 50%, well, right? You can make more loaves with not a significant, so now you're more productive. Conversely, if the demand goes down and all of a sudden people only want seven loaves, well, your productivity is going down because your costs and your labor costs haven't gone down at all.
But even a more simpler is you're building a fence outside of your house, you know, a 10-foot fence. Let's say you're just screwing off. You don't care. You're talking to the neighbors. You know, it takes you 5 hours to build that fence. Another time you're incredibly committed to it and you get it done in an hour. Well, you've been five times more productive in that hour than you were in that other 5 hours. In countries that are productive, results in wealth. Countries that are unproductive, don't. That is simple.
And so you've got, and I think this is why I think they're trying to spin us on all of these people quitting, because you look at what the retail industry lost, what, 20,000 jobs or 200,000, tens of thousands, 20,000 jobs in November, which typically is a month when they're gearing up.
Yeah.
So what that's saying is, here's where the bottom line is, as I understand it. So we've got prices going up, up, up. Okay, we've got demand going down, but the demand, they're trying to trick us into thinking it's only going down because of supply chain. It's if there are all these workers, if they're like, we're sitting around with all these workers just waiting for the supplies to come in so they can start building stuff and be productive again. I don't think that's the case. And I also don't think that all these people are quitting their jobs to go be like Prince Harry and sit around and do Zen yoga and things like that and tell the rest of us how to live our lives. I think that some of these people are quitting or maybe being laid off, or they're changing the circumstances. And I think in a few months when they realize, wait a minute, prices have really gone up, I'm looking at my electric bill, my heating bill, et cetera, they're going to try to go get a job and the job's not going to be there because the demand is down because the prices are so high. So I think, and I'm not an economist, so I apologize if you're like going, what?
Yeah, Paul Krugman is an economist. Well, and who cares?
Right.
I mean, it's a pseudoscience in its own way.
But I think it kind of tells you prices are going up, up, up. Okay. Demand is going down, and it's going down because people can't afford the prices. Meanwhile, you've got people not doing anything. That's why we need Build Back Better, right? We need Build Back Better because nobody's going to have any money. So we need the government to give it to us. And we're going to play Elon Musk in a minute on why that's so bad. But here's the thing. Things are not going to get better for the Democrats. Again, they're doing the Democrat thing rather than addressing the policies, because this just turned around in a year, right? Under Trump, things were great, even with the pandemic. It's directly attributable to the Biden policies, particularly when you look at transportation costs, heating costs, et cetera, et cetera.
Energy costs. The Treehouse, we got this from, but it's just a great little clip from Elon Musk, who's now becoming a hero to me, when he wasn't before, about the economy, about deficit spending and the Build Back Better program.
So if we could play Musk number one, please, Thomas.
Okay.
Something's got to give. You can't just spend $3 trillion more than you earn every year and expect, don't expect something bad to happen. I think, you know, this is not good.
Mitch McConnell's actually saying...
In fact, if I may elaborate on that, the deficit is more than $3 trillion when you look at the future obligations. It's much more than that if you look at future obligations for Social Security, Medicare, and so forth. So we're running this incredible deficit. Someone's got to give. I don't know. Let's can't keep going.
He makes my point, and this is again why the Democrats and the Biden administration, they're not trying to fix things, right? But what they're trying to do is they're going to tell the media to lie to us, because again, as I'm saying, it's going to get worse before
it
gets better.
Well, that's all I ever do. They're just an administration of lies. Oh, the Afghan withdrawal went great. Never better. I mean,
right.
They don't care what they do. They just how you package it.
Well, and here, let's play Elon Musk number two, please.
Just if we don't cut government spending, something really bad's going to happen. This is crazy. Our spending is so far in excess of revenue, it's insane. like you could zero out all billionaires in the country. There's all this like anti-billionaire BS. If you zeroed out all the billionaires, you still wouldn't solve the deficit.
And that was an interview we did with the Daily Caller. Well, that's right. Let's go be there talking about this with bunches of columns down. Let's see. Is Randy Corporan persona non grata on Boyle's show because Randy knows what happened with the election and Boyle's won't listen to the facts? No comment. Charlene, Julie's got to run for office. Leo is, am I hand kneading the bread or using a mixer efficiency? Yeah, you're hand kneading it, Leo. I won't even go further on that because that could go into bad territory. Then Steve, Julie would be a great campaign PR manager for a candidate. Wish she'd help some conservative get elected. We're trying, you know. And Charlene, are people dropping out John Galt's side? And I mean, Charlene, that's what I'm kind of thinking, not really so much anymore. I think that maybe who's telling us that, right? Have we talked to anybody who's dropped out? We're just letting the media tell us, oh, people are doing it because of the pandemic and they don't want to work from home now and find themselves and get meaning in their lives. I don't know. Maybe, or maybe it's because nobody's hiring in retail because no one's buying retail.
Well, another part of this interview with Elon Musk, it's a Wall Street Journal reporter who's like a New York Times reporter, tell you the truth. She says, well, what about all the money that'll be for electrical stations? You know, that would really help. He says, you don't need subsidies for gas stations. We don't need subsidies for electrical ones. And then she asks, well, what about there are some good aspects to this bill, right? They got a lot of R&D. You could use that. And he goes, we don't want it or need it. And she's going, oh.
Yeah, really. And this is from now, Jacob, when the goods on containers are delivered to the stores after the holidays and are sold at deep discounts to the point that the stores make no money, the stores will not order for spring goods due to the lack of money. And China will then go into a deep recession. I don't know. I don't think so. Well, Jacob says, I would hate to be in China when a lot of the population is unemployed, except for China, I don't think actually operates, Jacob, on market theories, right?
Well,
I think
they do in part.
In part. But here's the thing. I'm just going to put this out. Do you really think the stores are going to lower the prices? I mean, I don't know.
Sure, in theory, yes.
But not right away. And I just think, and maybe, but I just think you look at this inflation going up. I mean, I shop at the grocery store. I bought gas this morning, right? And it's higher. I mean, it's going up and that starts to affect it. When you look at, so if my gas goes up, then let's say I make, this is why eggs went up, right? I have chickens, right? Well, now what I got to pay to heat the chicken, those facilities,
we got the analogy.
All right. I mean, it all goes bad and it goes bad fast and it's not an easy ship to turn around. I think a lot of it would be turned around if he were to go back to letting us be energy independent. But,
well, that would obviously help. I mean, no question about it. But now he's just begging OPEC and stuff. I mean, it's insanity that what he's doing. It is absolute insanity.
That's right. And so again, that's why the Democrats, going back to our original thing, that's why the Democrats have to lie and cheat because they can't win. And so they are. And so we need to be aware. And I think we're going to work on that. And everybody can help us work on the MAGA caucus too.
Well, here's the key to the MAGA caucus. There's no money in the Republican Party, but if we get a group of people who will say, well, if those people say that's a Make America Great candidate, you know, we can believe them because they're credible people who haven't sold us out yet.
Yeah.
But then a candidate can take it and send it out on mailers and everything else. And that could be a way of, because we won't have millions to give to MAGA candidates. The candidates themselves can relay the message out to that, to their people. And it's we've got to figure out how to get somehow how you have these candidates who are just bland, if not Democrats, and the Republican Party doesn't. It has no real capacity to vet ones. And you know, if somebody says they're Republican, the Republicans really can't, well, you can't run.
Right.
But we need an outside independent group of really trusted conservatives,
right,
and really well say this person's a MAGA person, at least the best we can
tell. You know, and you're right, because here's the thing, the Liberty Scorecard folks are great, but they're after the fact, right? They're
yes,
the ones who show
yes.
you it afterwards. This one more thing from Steve, speaking of ships, because this is good. How many bringing goods from China are owned by Elaine Chao, McConnell's wife's family? Yeah, exactly. Well, it being Party Friday, I want to switch to one more topic. And again, feel free to weigh in or call in 888-627-6008. Jussie Smollett, he was convicted yesterday, and a five of the six counts. The six count was a weird one. I think you could throw that. It was like wearing them. I'm assuming it had something to do with putting the noose on his neck. If I'm a juror, I'm like, what? But essentially, he was convicted of what everybody knew to be true. And it, you notice after, you know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Don Lemon, all these people like, this is terrible. This is, it's Trump's fault. Racism in America. Again, use your common sense. We talked about this then. I mean, so it's in Chicago. It's during the polar blizzard, Polar Express.
Two in the morning.
Jussie Smollett goes, I think I'm going to go out to Subway. Get me a sandwich. While he's walking back in downtown Chicago.
He runs, just as it may, to as because Chicago has always had these patrols out there of MAGA supporters carrying on bleach and nooses.
As you do
in Chicago. You're from the Chicago area.
That's right. We always care. In the back of my car, I did a couple of things at beach, and you just never knew.
You just never know. And they kind of go, they see a guy in the freezing cold, and they kind of
with a Subway sandwich.
Subway sandwich. That's Jussie Smollett from Empire. Let's go get him.
Yeah, like I never even heard
and
of
I
him.
And I wish I'd done.
And he didn't even get a sandwich rumpled in the meantime.
Didn't.
I mean, because that's, he didn't even, I mean, it's like, again, any skeptical mind would go, maybe we should wait for the facts to come out.
But on The View, who were just awful human beings, Anna Navarro, who's, you know, one of the awful ones, she kind of goes, when it came out, it was just so believable, you know? It was so believable. That was believable.
It's like,
what is not believable?
It comes back to, and this goes, the good news is, I think that the mainstream and the corporate media and the progressive media are in a way destroying themselves, because do any of them say, hey, gal, we got this wrong? No, they just ignore it, right? As they ignored the Russia hoax, they try to go on ABC and say, oh, it's still true, even though we all know it's not true. They, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop story, you could go on and on with the examples of the times the media, the mainstream corporate media, have flat out lied about something and then turned around, the lie's been exposed, and they don't say anything. They don't say, gal, we're going to work harder to get it right next time.
This is, they say, very seriously looking, saying, the trouble with here, it will discourage people who are victims of real hate crimes from coming out because they may not believe. Which of those real hate crimes are there? The hundreds who all across the campuses where people always found to be fake. And there's so many fake ones that the Department of Justice, which is fake, said, look, you guys got to report more hate crimes. Said, we'll include just gender discrimination of any sort.
Well, and that's a hate crime. We talked about this with the whole Asian thing lately. They were starting to characterize as an Asian hate crime if it was any crime that involved an Asian. All of a sudden, it's an Asian hate crime, right? Where the race and, you know, ethnic background had nothing to do with it. That's what they're categorizing. So the problem is, and now here's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to say, when there are no hate crimes next year, they're going to say, oh, it's because of Jussie Smollett, right?
Thank God for Jussie. And
because there's still all those white supremacists out there, because, you know, there's a white supremacist behind every bush in the United States right now, jumping out, doing their "this is MAGA country" thing. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and it's disgusting that they're not admitting that they were wrong, but they're not going
to. A couple of people in The View said, well, Jussie has to be contrite and say, I'm sorry. Jussie Smollett cannot. He must maintain his innocence. Just like Alger Hiss, who did it, was a spy, and he lived off America for 30 more years, maintaining he was wrongly convicted, and the Verona tapes prove, of course, he was a spy. So Jussie Smollett has got to maintain his absolute innocence, and so they put him in jail for 30 days. Big deal.
Well, let's talk about that just briefly, out of curiosity. What do you think is going to happen there?
I think we'll get, you know, some light. You know, you'll get more going through a traffic light, but maybe 30 days in jail if they're really, you know, really pouring down, and they'll give them some fine. But, you know, we all know who Jussie Smollett is now.
Right. Well, I mean, some of the headlines will scream he could face up to 20 years. That would be if he got the maximum sentence all served consecutively. That usually, like, never happens, right? And they'll be served concurrently. And if the maximum is 3 years, it'll be somewhat less than that. It's going to be in a county jail. It's not a state crime.
They'll have The View on every day and make him watch it.
That could be the kind of thing. Yeah. Steve says he's going to get probation unsupervised. This is from Steve. Every article I've read about election fraud, except Gateway Pundit, has disproved the election fraud. I know. I mean, here's the thing. You've got in Wisconsin, you've got them people are being criminally charged. The sheriff found that there were people going into nursing homes, getting ballots from people who were not capable of signing a ballot, let alone filling it out and presenting it. I mean, now you can argue.
And we had a person call our show when we were at KNS that she was a worker and that the workers were paid to help people fill out the ballots for Democrats.
Right. So you can't argue that stuff like that didn't happen. But you've got Raffensperger now saying there was nothing wrong. Well, he's saying it's not true, as I understand it. Where what we saw, remember when you saw all the video about them pulling the suitcase out and then they run the same group of ballots? You can see it. They're running it several times. He's just flat out saying, no, that's not true. From what I understand, he's like, no, right. It didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, your eyes are tricking.
Yeah, it's like that's their strategy. And I think they have gone so far, and inflation and COVID are a couple of those things, that people can look around and people could be like, no, actually, gas is more. I've noticed that. You know, my grocery bill, it is more. You can tell me that there's no inflation, that the economy is better than it's ever been. Isn't that what the CNBC guy said?
Right.
The economy is better than I've ever seen it. And people are like, no, it's not. And I think that's hopeful because I think the left is losing its grip. Well, it's not losing its grip, but that's losing its credibility. The puppets in the media and the left are losing their credibility like daily with the average person out there, whether they're—
Well, how could they maintain it? How could they maintain it after they told you that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist who went across state lines with his mother with an AR-15 in order to shoot black people? I mean, nothing they say is true. Nothing they say is true.
And like Leo, and the ballots that were not folded, how did they get mailed in? Exactly, right? Did anyone— this is from Steve. See the crime report by Brockler and Morrissey. They were on with Stephen Tubbs on KNUS. I'm going to take credit. So basically that was Sean Boyd did a story about bail bond and bail reform and what a disaster it's been. We have been talking about it. When I was back at Fox 31, that's been 5 years ago now, We started talking about it. And I did interview former Denver DA Mitch Morrissey, who at that time told me judges are going to have blood on their hands for this kind of thing, for the people that they are releasing. And now you've got DAs who are saying that. But again, these are going to all be— so George Soros.
Well, Morrissey and Brockler aren't the DAs anymore.
Right.
You know, the Democrats are the DAs.
So what they're going to do, again, keep your eyes open, because the person funding these DA races is still George Soros.
Well,
he's not going to say, oh, well, I guess that didn't work.
Soros get to screw the entire world?
I know. Well, that was his mission. So keep your eyes open. Again, to go back to how we started the show, they're going to start running people more and more that kid that we saw in the Project Veritas, who says one thing when he's talking to people and then privately holds different beliefs. And that is an actual strategy. It's something that they're implemented. It's something
Steve says Soros is not funding DAs and doesn't want to hear it. Does he really say that?
Yeah,
because
okay.
It's clear.
Because we flat out— no, we contributed a guy in Jefferson County. This was two election cycles ago,
right.
Who flat out said, yeah, bizarrely, I'm getting all this money from George Soros organizations. And we're like, well, we don't mean to say anything, but that's weird. Do you know what I mean? He goes, well, it wouldn't influence me. I'm like, well, still, I wouldn't vote for you if I were Doug. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was just kind of— but again, then you had a candidate who's like, well, I'm not going to ask. And they said, I didn't call and ask him. It's like, of course you didn't call him, ask him, but they gave it to you anyway. So we got to keep our eyes open.
He's supporting DAs in Philadelphia, LA. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Well, be careful who you listen to. Just common sense, right? If everyone else— nothing against Stefan, but if everyone else is showing all this evidence that says George Soros is funding DAs and Stefan says he hasn't seen any, maybe he's not looking in the right places. I don't know. That's George Soros is— that's absolutely what's going on. I agree with you, Leo. I won't read that though. Charlene, please get Brockler and Morrissey on the show. We can try. Chuck is not a big friend with Mitch Morrissey. Chuck has gone after him in the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, deservedly so. We can try. You know, the Boulder DA is speaking out against that too. And George Brockler as well. We've had him on the show. But again, once again, we've been talking about that forever. And now it's catching up. But again, they're not going to change their tactics.
All right,
so
now we'll go out and don't let those DAs capture you while you party on Party Friday.
While you party on Party Friday. That's right.
Eric, safe.
Eric Adlin, running for Senate, is going to be on the show on Monday. Everyone have a great weekend. It's Party Friday.
Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend.